Honoring the Cosmic Magician, April 7th, 2024. I'm currently in Texas for what I hope is a peak experience, aka watching the total solar eclipse. What follows is a repost from September 2015, so the content has changed. Neither of the men mentioned here are part of my life anymore, for instance, but the concept is still valid and apt for my current circumstances. Maybe they apply to you, too. Lately, I've been humbled and in awe of the magic, the mystery, and the surprise of life. So often, I think I know how things will play out, and I'm being shown yet again. I have no idea. This has come up especially regarding people. I met someone in December 2013 who I liked right off the bat and had high hopes for his involvement with my yoga meditation community. He seemed so keen and enthusiastic. He came to our newly formed meditation group a few times consecutively and then stopped. I wrote him off, never expecting to see him again except on Facebook. Someone else in the group said, "Well, that's the last time we'll see that guy again." But it wasn't. About a year later, that guy surprised us by circling back. He's shown himself to be a dedicated member of my community, and much to my surprise, he's a dear friend and an important person in my life. Go figure. Similarly, 3 years ago, I connected with someone and felt affection for him right away. We hung out a few times, and then I didn't hear much from him again. I assumed he would be a peripheral friend, someone I'd invite to a party, but nothing more. Color me shocked when he called me up last week to catch up and reconnect. That's not how I was expecting things to play out. And that's the point. I never know how things will play out. I throw myself into a dizzy, thinking about the future because I'm absolutely sure I know what will happen. If I'm not friends with you now, I won't be friends with you later. If I'm single now, I'll be single forever. If I'm in debt now, I'll be in debt forever. It's a small thing, but these two men remind me I have no freaking clue what the future holds. And they remind me someone, or rather something, else is in charge here. Indian-American economist, author, and professor Ravi Batra wrote a book in the late 80s that became a number one New York Times bestseller. He attributed his success to the cosmic magician. I love that. It certainly seems that way when something unexpected and amazing happens, like writing a runaway bestseller when all your previous books weren't as successful. Thinking of the cosmic magician reminds me amazing and magical things can happen, and they're not up to me. I'm not the one responsible for outcomes or the fruits of my labor, if you will. Not just with writing, but with everything. My spiritual teacher says, behind this world's creation, there is a cosmic magician who has created the universe and also controls it. In fact, whatever has been or shall be created is he and he alone. Those who have realized this truth attain blessedness. When I can remember the cosmic magician, I can relax because it means I'm not responsible for everything in my life. Some things, yes, but everything, no. There are greater forces at play in the world that have absolutely nothing to do with me. And those forces are often working to create something amazing and magical if we only have enough patience to see how it turns out. I dream of a world where we realize there is divine intelligence at play. A world where we allow ourselves to be open to whatever comes our way because we have no idea what's ahead. A world where we understand amazing and magical things happen all the time. And because not because we made them happen, but because there's a cosmic magician working behind the scenes on our behalf. Another world is not only possible, it's probable.